A new coffee shop in the neighborhood of Cleveland's West Side Market serves customers from near and very far. In today's Quick Bite, we visit the Passengers Cafe at the Cleveland Hostel. While most guests upstairs are still asleep, resting up for a day of sightseeing, Trey Kirchhoff squeezes behind the bar in the compact lobby of the Cleveland Hostel.
It's a little tight, but I used to run cafes in New York, and there was definitely at least one of them in Soho that was much smaller. They used to have to hire very small people to work at that cafe.
Long before sleepy-eyed travelers start streaming into the lobby, Kirchhoff's ready to caffeinate them.
Hey, what's up, gang?
Hey.
How we doing?
Good.
Kirchhoff co-owns the cafe with Cleveland Hostel's founder. Mark Raymond's a world traveler from Ashtabula who says he stayed in about 100 hostels. He decided to own one after watching this more affordable option for travelers open in Buffalo, Detroit, and Indianapolis. His business has been good. For bunk beds at $25 and private rooms at $75 a night, guests keep coming.
Whether they're riding a bike across the country or flying in or taking the train. We even had a guy come on a unicycle.
Backpacker Chris Johnson of Los Angeles is glad he found it.
Yeah, I've been on a road trip for about a year and a half now. But it's great to come to Cleveland and see it, and I can't wait to make some connections. You hear a lot about it in the media, but never really got to see it until just now.
Until recently, owner Mark Raymond lived in the hostel, too, to make sure his guests were comfortable. He'd been in business 4 years when the cafe opened in June. That wasn't long after Trey Kirchhoff and Raymond connected at an Ohio City Incorporated Merchants Association meeting.
He was looking for a similar thing at the time, so we put our two ideas together and created this space in the hostel.
Kirchhoff's a New Yorker married to a Clevelander. They moved here last year with their two-year-old Gus. He likes to push the button on the espresso machine.
Making coffee.
After 10 years managing coffee shops in Brooklyn and Soho, Kirchhoff wanted one of his own.
And I came pretty close a couple of times, but I essentially was going to have to sell my soul or raise an insane amount of capital to open the door, and it made me a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie. We moved to Cleveland about a year ago, and the opportunity presented itself almost immediately. So if there's anything I can say for people who are interested in migrating to Cleveland, it's that there are some real opportunities here to explore small business and get weird with us.
There's nothing too weird, though, on the Passengers Cafe menu. Kirchhoff keeps it pretty basic.
We have two kinds of breads and two kinds of spreads at any time. We do bagels and toast. In addition to that, we have hot and cold coffee, tea, and espresso drinks.
Cleveland Hostel guests have come from as far away as Mauritania, Nepal, and Ethiopia. But the bagels dropping into the toaster come from University Heights.
A lot of people around here work with Cleveland Bagel Co., who makes a great bagel, but I was looking for something that was more like a doughy sort of New York bagel. Bialy's was the closest to that. They make a really good water bagel, and conveniently, we can pick those as well as other produce and sundries up from the West Side Market, which is right across the street from us.
He says there's decent coffee, too, in the neighborhood, but he's kind of a stickler. For drip and iced brews, he imports Ethiopian Gujai from Onyx Coffee Laboratories in Springdale, Arkansas.
And it is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I sampled coffee from a lot of different places when we were getting this place up and running. Onyx, who I wasn't familiar with previously, sent me some samples, and they sent me this Ethiopian. It just totally blew my brains out.
For espresso, he works with Gimme Coffee of Ithaca, New York, Roast Magazine's 2013 Roaster of the Year.
Just an exceptional, balanced, delicious, bready, salty, tasty, hairy coffee.
The affable host serves every cup with his usual flair.
The espresso itself, a teeny tiny little saucer, an eeny meeny little spoon, and these little sugar skulls that can go
skulls
on the side of an espresso. Yes, they're locally made artisanal sugar skulls by an artist who lives in the neighborhood named Amanda Plavin. She's amazing.
It's almost a shame, though, to let it melt. It's a piece of art.
Absolutely, that's true. That's what makes it so decadent.
Sugar skulls are a conversation starter at the hostel's cafe, but Kirchhoff has learned that coffee talk is not a universal language.
We'll get Australians in here, and they don't want a cappuccino. They want a flat white. They might not be interested in Americano. They want a long black.
Most of his customers are hostel guests, but he puts lots of flowers and signage on the patio to catch the eyes of passersby.
Hot, hot coffee for your cold, cold heart is a popular one. Yeah.
That's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.